Joined here by Matt Smith, our Pro Stock bike winner here at the NHRA Auto Club World Finals, as well as the common theme has been, our 2018 Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion. He locked the championship up in very dramatic fashion on the final run of the season, at the final race of the season, mashing your opponent to the thousandths on reaction time and outperforming him down the racetrack. Does anybody script a drag racing finale better than this?
No, you know, it's the same thing. I was in the same situation in 07. I had to win the race to win the championship for my first one. And we come out victorious then. And it was just like a history repeated itself, but this time it was my birthday. And, man, we went through a lot today with the first round, the airline breaking, and in second round, the transmission broke on us going through the lights. So my guys did their job. We turned the bike around. We fixed all the stupid stuff that broke. And we ended up putting up 200-mile-an-hour runs a day, and in the finals put the fastest ever up again.
Yeah, let's speak to the speed a little bit, because nobody has ever in the history of the category run this many 200-mile-an-hour runs. Coming in, there have been, what, three ever made or four ever made by a small group of guys, and you've effectively found a way to repeat at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, it's just that's a testament to my team and all the people that work with us behind the scenes. You know, I would love to call their names, and they have to stay anonymous, because I don't want all these other teams to go out and try to get them, because that's what happens. You know, I'm not a big money team. I don't have a lot of money, and you've got all these other people that's got big money, and they'll just go hire the people right out from underneath it if you want to find out who it is. So, you know, they know who they are. They know they got to keep quiet, and they love working with us, and, man, we're having a time of our life right now with the way the season started to where we're at now. I would have never thought it, but just got to praise the Lord, praise my team, and praise everybody that helps me.
You had mentioned something right after coming into the final. You said, man, I would have thought somebody would have tried to help me out today. And it was like you and Eddie were kind of on a predestined collision course pulling in the gate here on Friday.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. We should have won Redding if the fuel line wouldn't have broke. But we didn't, and you know, it was just meant to be. It was supposed to be a storybook ending, like it is, and you know, all the other championships got clinched in the second round. You know, by the second round today, and I guess the fans need to stick around to watch the last championship be decided. And it was in dramatic fashion, you know, by doing what we did today.
Yeah, this is only the second time that you and Eddie had raced. The first time for a lot of money, the second time also for a lot of money. I mean, I know that for a guy like you, you like races like this. I mean, so what was your feeling going into that final?
I just stayed focused on my lane. You know, that it didn't matter who was over there. I just had to go do my job, try to hit the tree, hit my shift light, keep the bike straight, get good and tucked, and put a number up. I mean, We went 200.02, I think, in the semifinals, and it was on the rev limiter before I got to the finish line. And I was like, oh, Lord, you know, I said, we got to turn the rev limiter off. I said, we're going for it. You know, it's the last run. And it didn't hit the rev limiter, and y'all saw what it did. So, I mean, we got a fast motorcycle. We're going to come back next year and defend our championship. Hopefully a sponsor will come along and jump on our bike, because, you know, we won four races this year. We won the shootout. So, I mean, we're the world champs, so hopefully somebody will recognize that we're a great team and we're a good commodity to their product and get on board.
As a multi-time champion, a lot of people say nothing's replaces the first one, but man, this one's gonna. Where does this one rank?
This is special, you know. When granted, Harley-Davidson is they're a class act. They're why the motorcycles are out here where they're at. You know, with them coming in the series, you know. And to beat the people that get millions of dollars every year for the last 18 years, and we're doing it on nickels and dimes, that shows what the team that I've got behind me and the people I got behind me that helped me do what I do. And, you know, for me to be able to keep my composure and turn it green and let the bike do the work, that's you know, it's just good for our whole team.
One last question before we let you go, and something I think everybody asked you. You talked to your dad yet?
I have not talked to my dad. I mean, he missed the championship by 7 or 9 points, I think it was, this year. The last time in 2013, we won the championship together, and I really wish that we could have done it again this year for father-son, but he's going to be back next year in a big, bad turbo car, twin turbo, And maybe we can do it again next year and try for 19 together.
We made reference in the tower. We asked the crowd to be very quiet because we figured we might have been able to hear him crying from North Carolina to here.
You know, I haven't talked to him, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he's not on the airplane first thing in the morning to be at that banquet tomorrow night, him and my mom. So, you know, we're just a big family, and, you know, we love racing. And we're going on vacation Saturday with all our family. We always go Thanksgiving to the beach, and it's a good way to go.
Well earned. Congratulations.
Thank you.